Okotoks theater students are bringing the Roaring Twenties to life this week. The Alberta High School of Fine Arts Musical Theater Program is staging Chicago, Teen Edition on December 8, 9, 13, 15 and 16 at 7 p.m., with a 2 p.m. matinee on December 9. The musical centers on Roxy Hart, a Corrine, chorus girl, on trial for murder and chasing fame, and acquittal, through the courts with the help of smooth-talking lawyer Billy Flynn. Taking on the role of Roxy is grade 12 student Rachel Graham, who has thrived with the energetic production. "I love playing this character. She's crazy, she's really exciting to play," Graham said. "The music is really good, the energy is really good, and you can just tell that everybody loves it." Having played supporting roles in past years, such as Kim McAfee in last year's Bye Bye Birdie, Roxy is a much bigger role. "It's quite a big step," Graham said. "I've played supporting and lead roles in the past, but I'm off stage for at most two numbers, then the rest I'm on stage, so it's quite a lot." Also stepping into his first lead role is grade 11 Fletcher Martin, who before worked in ensemble and tech theater roles. "Chicago's an interesting show. Being the character that all the girls are falling over for can be a bit uncomfortable, but it can also be very fun at the same time, just to play around with that on stage," said Martin, who added he enjoys the razzle-dazzle nature of it, and in one number, breaks out into song wearing a vest bedazzled in gold sequins. "I love how flashy it is." Teacher Matthew Ellis is musical technical director for the play. "The leads and ensembles are absolutely killing it. I'm so proud of the work the students are doing and how things look and sound," Ellis said. "It's a classic for a reason, and the music itself is some of my favorite music." While he usually gets burnt out on the music by curtain call, this isn't the case so far for Chicago. "I'm still excited to listen to all of the songs. Part of it is that our leads are just doing such an incredible job singing these songs, and part of it is they're so well written," Ellis said, adding he's confident the show will be a hit. "Everything is pulling together, and it's mostly due to the hard work and dedication of the students. They just kind of kick things into another gear and get there. That takes no small amount of effort on the part of his pupils, under the tutelage of Ellis and fellow teacher Jessica Kelly, serving as the artistic director and choreographer, with help from Erica Hendry of Alberta Dance and Drama Academy. I think it's a shock to the grade 10s and any new students. They don't know exactly how much work it is and how much time goes into it," Ellis exclaimed. "I did the math last year, and within one semester, they do a total of about two classes worth of work, based on the hours, that's not even counting home practice and all that stuff." Seeing his students undertake that effort and come out on the other side is inspiring for the teacher, himself a graduate of the high school. "The amazing thing through is to see the progression, like grade 10 to 12, coming in nervous and not sure what to do, then in grade 12 they just take so much ownership over the show and encourage and push the grade 10s. The teen edition of Chicago was adapted to remove adult language and overtly sexual references, although themes of greed, corruption and murder remain, and the directors suggest it may not be appropriate for young audiences. Tickets and information can be found at eventbrite.ca under Alberta High School of Fine Arts.